Welcome to the AQA GCSE Physics Revision Podcast. I'm your tutor for today, and we're diving into one of the most calculation-heavy topics in the whole specification, changes in energy. That's section 4.1.2. Whether you're sitting foundation or higher tier, this topic will come up in your exam. And the good news is, once you've got the three key equations nailed, you can pick up marks really reliably. So let's get into it. By the end of this episode, you'll be able to recall and apply all three energy equations, avoid the most common calculation mistakes that cost students marks every year, describe the required practical for specific heat capacity, and tackle both foundation and higher tier questions with confidence. Grab a pen, you'll want to jot a few things down. Right, let's start with the big picture. Energy is one of the most fundamental ideas in all of physics. The core principle underpinning this entire topic is the law of conservation of energy. Energy cannot be created or destroyed. It can only be transferred from one store to another. That sentence is worth memorizing word for word because AQA examiners love asking you to state it. Now, there are eight energy stores you need to know: kinetic, gravitational potential, elastic potential, chemical, thermal, nuclear, magnetic, and electrostatic. For this topic, we're focusing on the first three, the ones with equations, plus thermal energy through specific heat capacity. Let's go through each equation in turn. First up, kinetic energy. The equation is Ek equals 1/2 times m times v squared. Let me say that again slowly. Ek equals 1/2 mv squared. Ek is kinetic energy in joules, m is mass in kilograms, v is speed in meters per second, and crucially, v is squared. That squared is the single most common source of errors in this topic. I cannot stress this enough. You must square the speed before multiplying by the mass and the half. If you forget to square it, your answer will be dramatically wrong and you will not get the mark. Here's a worked example. A car of mass 1,200 kilograms is traveling at 20 meters per second. Calculate its kinetic energy. Step 1, write the equation. Ek equals 1/2 mv squared. Step 2, substitute the values. Ek equals 1/2 times 1,200 times 20 squared. Step 3, square the speed first. 20 squared is 400. Step 4, multiply. 1/2 times 1,200 is 600. 600 times 400 is 240,000 joules. So the kinetic energy is 240,000 joules or 240 kilojoules. Notice I wrote the equation first. That alone can earn you a mark in the exam, even if you make an arithmetic error later. Now, what if the question asks you to find the speed? You rearrange the equation, v squared equals 2 times Ek divided by m. Then you square root the whole thing to get v. The square root step is where many candidates lose marks. They forget it, leaving their answer as v squared rather than Versailles. Always check, does your answer have the right units? Speed should be in meters per second. If you got meters squared per second squared, you've forgotten the square root. Second equation, gravitational potential energy, or GPE. The equation is Ep equals m times g times h. Ep is gravitational potential energy in joules. M is mass in kilograms. G is the gravitational field strength. On Earth, this is 9.8 newtons per kilogram, though some questions round it to 10. H is the height in meters. This equation is more straightforward than the kinetic energy one, but watch out for unit conversions. If the question gives you height in centimeters, you must convert to meters before substituting. Here's a quick example. A 5-kilogram ball is lifted to a height of 3 meters, g equals 9.8 newtons per kilogram, GPE equals 5 times 9.8 times 3, which equals 147 joules. Third equation, elastic potential energy. This is higher tier content. The equation is EE equals 1/2 times K times E squared. EE is elastic potential energy in joules. K is the spring constant in newtons per meter. E is the extension in meters. That's how much the spring has been stretched or compressed from its natural length. Again, notice the squared. E is squared, just like V is squared in the kinetic energy equation. Same trap, same warning. Now here's where it gets really interesting and where the higher mark questions come from. Conservation of energy applied to real scenarios. Imagine a roller coaster. At the top of the hill, it has lots of gravitational potential energy and very little kinetic energy. As it descends, GPE is transferred to kinetic energy. If the question says, assume no friction and no air resistance, that's your signal. All the GPE lost equals all the KE gained. You can set EP lost equal to EK gained and solve for an unknown, usually the speed at the bottom. Let's do a full example. A roller coaster car of mass 800 kilograms starts from rest at a height of 45 meters. Assuming no friction, calculate the speed at the bottom. G equals 9.8 newtons per kilogram. Step 1. Calculate the GPE at the top. EP equals MGH equals 800 times 9.8 times 45 equals 352,800 joules. Step 2. By conservation of energy, all GPE converts to KE. So EK equals 352,800 joules. Step 3. Rearrange EK equals half mv squared to find version. V squared to find Vership's divided by m equals 2 times 350, 2,800, divided by 800 equals 882. Step 4. Square root V equals the square root of 882 equals approximately 29.7 meters per second. That's a 5 or 6 mark question right there. Notice the method. State the equation, substitute, calculate GPE, equate to KE, rearrange, square root. Every step is a potential mark. Now let's talk about specific heat capacity. This is the required practical for this topic. Specific heat capacity, often written as SHC or the symbol C, is the amount of energy needed to raise the temperature of 1 kilogram of a substance by 1 degree Celsius. The equation is change in thermal energy equals M times C times delta theta, where M is mass in kilograms, C is specific heat capacity in joules per kilogram per degree Celsius, and delta theta is the temperature change in degrees Celsius. In the required practical, you heat a block of metal, usually aluminum, using an electrical heater, and measure the temperature rise over time. You use a joulemeter or measure current and voltage to find the energy supplied. The key equation linking electrical energy to thermal energy is energy equals power times time, or E equals I times V times T. Examiners love asking about this practical. For a 6-mark question describing the method, you must include using insulation around the block to minimize energy transfer to the surroundings, recording the initial and final temperature to find delta theta, using a joulemeter for accuracy, and acknowledging that the calculated SHC will be higher than the true value because some energy is lost to the surroundings. That last point, the evaluation, is what separates a 4-mark answer from a 6-mark answer. Now let's talk exam technique and the most common mistakes. Mistake number 1. Not squaring the speed. I've said it before, I'll say it again. In EK equals half mv squared, the v is squared. Write it out, circle it if you need to, don't skip this step. Mistake number 2, unit conversions. If mass is given in grams, convert to kilograms by dividing by 1,000. If energy is given in kilojoules, convert to joules by multiplying by 1,000. If height is in centimeters, divide by 100 to get meters. AKA regularly includes these conversions as deliberate traps, and they award a specific mark for the correct conversion. Mistake number 3. Confusing temperature with thermal energy. Temperature is a measure of the average kinetic energy of particles. Thermal energy is the total energy stored in the thermal store. You cannot say temperature is stored. Energy is stored. Temperature is a measurement. This distinction comes up in 3 and 4 mark explain questions. Mistake number 4, in conservation of energy questions, forgetting that the question is telling you something when it says assume no friction or assume no air resistance. These phrases are your permission to set GPE lost equal to KE gained. Without that assumption, some energy would be dissipated to the thermal store of the surroundings and you couldn't do the calculation. Let's talk about command words because the word at the start of the question tells you exactly what to do. State or give. 1 or 2 words, or a short phrase. No explanation needed. Describe, say what happens. Use correct scientific terminology. For a graph, describe the shape and what it means. Explain, say why. Use the word because to link cause and effect. If you don't have a because in your answer, you probably haven't explained anything. Calculate, show every step of working. Write the equation, substitute values, show the arithmetic. State the final answer with units. Even if your arithmetic is wrong, you can still get marks for the method. Evaluate, consider evidence on both sides, and make a judgment. This is usually the hardest command word and appears in the 6-mark questions. Now, quickfire recall quiz. Cover your notes and try to answer these out loud. Question 1. What is the equation for kinetic energy? Pause and say it out loud. The answer is Ek equals half mv squared. Question 2. What are the units of specific heat capacity? Pause. The answer is joules per kilogram per degree Celsius. Question 3. A 2-kilogram object is moving at 10 meters per second. What is its kinetic energy? Pause and calculate. Ek equals half times 2 times 10 squared equals half times 2 times 100 equals 100 joules. Question 4. What does the law of conservation of energy state? Pause. Energy cannot be created or destroyed. It can only be transferred from one store to another. Question 5. In a specific heat capacity practical, why is the calculated value usually higher than the true value? Pause. Because some energy is transferred to the thermal store of the surroundings rather than heating the block. How did you do? If you got all 5, brilliant, you're in great shape. If you missed any, go back and review that section. Let's wrap up with the key things to take away from this episode. 1. There are 3 key equations: kinetic energy, gravitational potential energy, and elastic potential energy. Know them all. Know when to use each one. 2. The squared terms are your biggest risk. V is squared in kinetic energy, E is squared in elastic potential energy. Never forget to square them, and never forget to square root when finding V or E. 3. Unit conversions are tested deliberately. Always check, is mass in kilograms, is height in meters, is energy in joules? 4. Conservation of energy links the equations together. When a question says no friction or no air resistance, set the energy lost in one store equal to the energy gained in another. 5. For the required practical, know the method, the equation, and the evaluation, especially why the measured SHC is higher than the true value. 6. Always write the equation before substituting. It's often worth a mark on its own. 7. Use the command word to structure your answer. Explain means use because. Calculate means show all working with units. That's it for today's episode on changes in energy. You've covered kinetic energy, gravitational potential energy, elastic potential energy, conservation of energy, and specific heat capacity. That's the whole of AQA specification section 4.1.2. Keep revising, keep practicing past paper questions, and remember, in physics, showing you're working is never optional. It's how you protect your marks. Good luck, and I'll see you in the next episode.